I find that I'm passionately
leaving. Hello, everyone. Today I want to talk about the flag protest that you've probably read about in the media and that everybody is getting so excited about. And I'll explain why I am somewhat less excited. Before I do so, pick up a course at the Academic Agency, Foundations of Shakespeare, Trivium. I tell you, a good one to pick up might be Foundations of Politics, which is a kind of an accompaniment to my book, The Populist Delusion. If more people read that and more people did that course, maybe I wouldn't have to explain every single day some of the basic ideas in there. And also why I don't think this flag thing is going to lead to the sort of outcomes that people are hoping for and getting excited about at the moment. If you're not in the UK, or if you don't know about this story, over the past week or so, people have been painting England flags on roundabouts, putting up Union flags and England flags all around the country. And people now are saying, well, the lion has woken up, the lion roars, England is back. This is a kind of, coming to consciousness of the working class, etc., etc. And, a lot of people are very excited about it. I've already said that I'm not particularly excited about it. I've been called all sorts of names for this, as often is the case. I remember there was something about a year ago, about 18 months ago, in America, where there was a similar thing around the American flag. Somebody put the Palestinian flag up in some college, some university, and then a group of students went and put an American flag up. And people over there were getting very excited about it. And I said back then, yeah, you're probably getting played by this. And then later on, it turned out that those were Israeli students, and they even said they were doing it for Israel, etc., etc. Well, in this case, it's probably, less direct than that. I do suspect that these started out as organic, right, as organic kind of shows of patriotic feeling, or as a show that they're not happy with what's happening in the country. Maybe it's the migrant hotels. Maybe it's just mass, just the demographic change in the country in general. And, they're finding a way to voice this displeasure. Unfortunately, this is the sort of issue that the government loves. As you probably guessed from the title of this video, I think this is the sort of thing where 10 times out of 10, the government is like, yeah, this is good. I like this being the situation. It's almost like, you're playing AC Milan in the mid-90s, and your tactics are just to play it in front of the defence. Maldini is going to, he's going to take that 10 times out of 10. The defenders love the ball played in front of them like that. He can knock that into row Z 10 times out of 10, right? I'll explain why. First of all, if you think about effective protests that have actually got authorities worried in the past or forced them to make confessions, they tend to be things that have very specific and discrete goals and outcomes. Okay, think of the old unions. Here are our demands, this law, this caveat, this pay rise, whatever it is, there's something specific and discrete that you want out of it. Can't be fudged, can't be parlayed into some other bullshit. It is what it is, okay? Let's just pretend that there was a protest about, the Communications Act 2003, Section 11 or whatever it is, okay, Section 14, I think it is, or specifically about, hate speech laws on the books. That is something that if there was enough people, protesting, saying, we want this law overturned, and it really started ballooning and was really had organization behind it and people weren't backing down. Those are the sorts of scenarios that tend to then worry governments or force them to make concessions. This is not like that. This is non-specific. It is symbolic. And it's the sort of thing that all of the kind of chattering classes, they love it. It's a new cycle, GB news shows. Oh, what does the England flag mean? Oh, you know, is it really racist? Is it not racist? Is this divisive? They fucking love this because they can turn it into the endless conversation. And more importantly, because it doesn't have specific and defined goals, they can stick a clown nose on it and all singing, all dancing, all jazz hands clown nose on it, and then start to ventriloquize what it really means. Whether it's Farage or Tommy or any of the other, or New Culture Forum, the flag issue then will be parlayed into whatever it is that those people want. Okay? So this is one of those things where, it happens so often, happens pretty much every summer. People get excited about something and I say, well, look, it's coming out in this non-organized form. It's coming out with these same things, symbolic, vibes-based, right? Symbolic and vibes-based. The regime can deal with symbolic and vibes-based all day long. All day long. You're playing it into the feet of Costa Curta and Barresi, and they're knocking it into Rose Ed time and again. Let me explain where this can go. It can only go really in three different ways from here. One is that they do that, you know, they stick the clown nose on it. It becomes all about, you know, whatever it is, these talking heads, Darren Grimes, all of these people they stick in front of you on GB News to talk about for a couple of weeks. The sun goes in, football comes back on. Tommy has his little rally in September. It's probably going to be quite a big rally by all accounts. And then the energy just dissipates and people, you know, forget they were ever part of it. Okay, that's one. That's probably the best case scenario that that happens, okay? Probably a slightly worse scenario, which is also because Tommy is involved. This could also happen. It builds up until there's this rally in London and then something happens at that. And then the story becomes about that again or about Tommy again. Why do I say this? Because that's happened about maybe 15 times before. People who like pride themselves on pattern recognition don't recognize this pattern. Anyway, third thing that could happen, and this is the worst thing that could happen, is that it actually promotes some sort of civil conflict. It's the David Bett scenario that this actually causes the, let's say, the Islamic community in the country to dig in, to go into a siege mentality, causes British working class to go into a siege mentality, and then you've got two tribes going to war. The old Frankie Hollywood song. And again, government, when it's, oh, well, they're not fighting us, they're fighting each other. All these, where are all these books I've got? Where's Crisis and Leviathan? Where's my old Machiavelli book? These are all scenarios they can deal with. If it's two different ethnic groups fighting, they can deal with that. Because they have the army, they have the police, they can use it as a pretext to bring in legislation, facial recognition already happening, digital ID, all of the stuff they want to do, these sorts of scenarios are a good pretext for. And then, you know, down the line, people even forget why these laws came about in the first place. So that's the worst case scenario. I'm not saying it will happen. I do think, and tomorrow on office hours, I'm going to have a couple of guests, Apostolic Majesty and Pharaoh. We're going to talk about why this civil war narrative keeps on being pushed in the media as well. I think certain people, certain special interests want that to happen. Other opinions are available, and we'll explore that topic tomorrow. But when it comes to this flag thing, you know, it's like, look, I'm not saying this to be contrarian. A lot of people think, oh, well, he's just a contrarian. It's not contrarianism. I'm just telling you that I've seen so many of these kind of symbolic things that then get knocked into fudge. They love fudge, the system. Any scenario where you get to argue over a symbol, over what it really means, over vibes, will get turned into that. It could start off organic, it could start off real, But they will always be able to, unless it's something really specific, a specific set of demands, a specific law, they'll be able to knock it into this sort of bullshit. I guarantee you over the next week you're going to see, Sikhs flying the England flag and, Tommy's mates from many different ethnic varieties flying the England flag. You're going to have GB news guys saying, well, it's not racist, it actually represents British values. Blah, 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 blah. They fucking love all of this. You're going to see it all. Some people love to go with the flow. They're kind of like people pleasers. They're socially driven. Some people just like clicks, right? Let's face it. Some people are actually working for, they're just paid off. They're working for a network. Different people have different motivations. Some people are just like easily kind of emotionally led as well. I am none of those things. I'm not a people pleaser. I don't go along with the crowd. I don't care about social drivers. I don't do this for clicks. All of those things are not true of me. And I will always tell you what I think, even if it displeases you, even if it makes you unhappy. Even if you're like, oh, yeah, I'm done with you now. I'm so angry. I'm done with you, AA. So unsubscribe. I just tell you the truth. I don't care. I will not tell you what you want to hear just to make you feel good. I will tell you what I think is going to happen all the time. Even when it's really unpopular, like now, even when there's loads of people, energy, everybody's like, oh, yeah, this is really happening this time. I just don't think it is. Because structurally, it's a weak thing. It's a weak. You guys think, oh, well, because it's the flat hour flag. Let's not forget now, it is also the state, it is the official state flag of England. And the Union flag is also the official. So Starmer, when he saw it, just came out and said, yeah, I'm cool with this. I put the England flag up in my office too. I'll do a speech with the England flag behind me. Because I'm English and this is our flag. It's just so easy to co-opt. Patriotism is the oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the book for any government. They can always just get the flag out. And times in history where they've got the flag out. Churchill, Thatcher, Reagan, all of them. Get the flag out. Oh, a bit of flag waving, that will get people. You think that they're sitting there sweating about, oh, the people are going out putting the flag. They're not. They're absolutely not. If anything, it's good for Starmer, this, because he's currently at loggerheads with the councils. Starmer wants the councils to fix the potholes and stop moaning and stop being like, just get with the program. And because they're stuffed with leftist morons, they're not playing ball. So in a bit of high-low middle mechanism, in a weird way, this action is actually like helping Starmer with a stick over his own shithead Labour councils. He's fine with it. Like, they're just going to be fine with this. And I'll tell you, right? I'll tell you. If it comes, like, let's say if we're 2 months down the line, it's August now, we get to October, and this is still a massive thing, and we're heading to proper change as a result of the flag protest. And, you know, the scenario that I had said, where it dissipates or it ends up in a Tommy fuck fest, those scenarios don't materialize, or indeed the more ugly scenario where it's actual civil conflict and the government use it as a pretext for further crackdowns. But let's just say none of those things happen, and instead we're in October and still this is like a massive thing and all anybody's talking about. I'll take my hat off and I'll say, look, I'm sorry guys, I was wrong. You guys were all right, and I got this one wrong, I'll say. If we get to October and that doesn't happen, I won't hold my breath for all you people calling me names now to come back and say, oh, sorry, yeah, you called it right again. Because that never happens. It didn't happen 18 months ago when the Americans were getting so excited about those frat boys putting up the flags, and they all turned out to be literal kind of Israeli reservists. That didn't happen back then. Hasn't happened on any scenario. But I don't care, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not socially driven, and I don't need external approval to know when I'm on the right track or the wrong track. The thing is that vibes, symbols, energy, and all the emotions don't actually change the ABCs of power. They don't change the fundamentals of the things I talk about. The things I get excited about, if you notice, are whenever there's a prospect of an actual organized minority getting together, you know, and doing some sort of base takeover. That's why I was quite excited about the Low thing. I will say that Restore Britain still wish them all the best of luck, but they must beware of becoming part of this kind of general slop machine, you know, because that general slop machine has been at work for, what, 20 straight years? New Culture Forum, you know, Tommy, all this stuff has been going on and on and on as long as I've been around, and it never gets anywhere. It never actually yields any result, and it always goes for these tactics, basically, that kind of, I don't know, they get everybody excited for a while, but it's like the Grand Old Duke of York putting you up to the top of the hill and then marching down again year after year after year. Will people keep on falling for it? Yes they will. Where's my Gustave Le Bon's The Crowd? The crowd is passive and feminine, easily led, always. Always. So anyway, if you're into this, not, you know, go and do it. Go. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do, but I am not excited for the reasons I outlined. Hopefully I'm proven wrong. Maybe England will prove me wrong, but I wouldn't hold my breath. All right, that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with Office Hours, where we're going to be talking about the prospect of civil conflict. Also tomorrow, I want to talk about capitalism and its relationship with immigration and feminism. That should be a good video too. But for now, pick up a course at the Academic Agency, and I'll see you then. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.